Yes, well, I've had a successful day at the hospital.
Successful, as in the result, yes. The result you want?
Not in the Jimmy Savile sense. This isn't going out, is it?
What, so you weren't actually visited by any celebrities? And here's little Matt from Horsham.
That would have stopped my heart. That would have.
I mean, if you could have been visited in your bed in a hospital by any celebrity, I mean, who would you choose?
That's a very good point, actually. I'm glad you asked me that. Seeing as I've been to hospital today, I don't know. I think Patrick Maher would be quite good.
Now that would be good, and that wouldn't actually be beyond the bounds of possibility. That you can see, you can see that being part of the way Moa rolls.
Well, absolutely. Well, because he turned up in Emmerdale, didn't he? Eventually, and of course, I'd be quizzing him on Target. When he, you know, used to jump around in a combat jacket, and I'd also talk to him about the Sweeney.
Target, that series, never before has commission-based sales work seemed so exciting.
Absolutely. It was tremendous. What was it? Because he was in Special Branch as well. I don't know if you remember Special Branch.
Was Target a spin-off from Special Branch or completely unrelated?
Oh, it's totally unrelated. You can't get the two mixed up. Never the twain shall meet.
And straight on to another. But, I mean, you've got Patrick Moa.
Yeah.
I mean, are we limiting it to those who are still alive, or is it the ideal fantasy visit? Because, I mean...
Fantasy visit in hospital. It's got to cheer you up a bit, hasn't it? Yeah. Really, you don't necessarily want someone miserable or someone. I'm just trying to think. Anyone in show?
My idea would probably be a pincer movement of Caroline Munro and Ali Bongo.
Oh, Ali Bongo! I like Ali Bongo. He was good. What about Charlie Caroli? Would he make the grade?
I think Charlie Caroli would be a welcome visitor, possibly even Ringmaster Norman Barrett in his red coat.
Oh, Barrett,
straight in.
I like Barrett.
Any
relation to Michael?
Now I was going to come to that. No, and to the best of my knowledge, Norman Barrett has never been round England on the back of his own chartered train.
So the thing, I say that's very interesting because
do you remember when Michael Barrett left Nationwide? They sent him round the UK on a chartered train.
I do remember that actually. He was that was a good move.
It was
was a good move. Yeah,
it was a good move for the nation. Good move for Nationwide, and
good move for him as well. I should think.
Oh God, yeah.
Because the buffets on the trains are much better in those days, and at the stations. So the other thing about it is proper
China cups.
Proper China, and the other thing about it is those two Barretts were ringmasters in their own way on Michael Barrett on the show, if I can draw a parallel, and the other Barrett actually,
Norman.
Norman, that is his name, you know, that was what he did. He was a ringmaster, except
Michael Barrett wasn't called
a ringmaster. He was a ringmaster. He was the glue that kept it together, wasn't it?
Well, of course, the ring was all the regions.
Yes, indeed.
And
I like this.
And
the Wellings.
The Wellings.
Yeah.
But also, do you remember when they used to pass the cake round?
Pass the cake round? Sorry, what's this? Are we talking about Nationwide?
Yeah, on Nationwide, when it was the anniversary of the show starting.
Right.
They would pass a cake round the regions. Obviously, each region had an identical cake, which an unseen hand would pass into the frame. So Stuart Hall would be up there in the northwest. I'll just pass this on to... And then sort of Mike Neville would pick it up. Identical cake in Newcastle, and Mike Neville's got it. And you go, all right, I'll just pass this on. Oh, look, and Harry Gratian then picks up a cake and goes, oh, thanks, Mike.
That's a blast, isn't it? I mean, that's fantastic. But then again, you know, someone could get the continuity wrong and, you know, get a Swiss roll or something like that instead of a big cake.
You get an Arctic roll, and by the time it's got to look east, it's melted.
Exactly. An Arctic roll would be an absolute calamity. or a Mr. Kipling's individual fruit slice.
Well, they couldn't like. Advertise. They couldn't advertise. It would have to have Mr. Kipling crudely blocked out with gaffer tape.
Yeah, but the actual pie didn't have anything written on it, did it? I mean, you can just say, look, there you go, there's a little individual fruit pie.
Yeah, but it's not
a Mr. Kipling individual
but people would
fruit
go,
pie.
People would look at them and go,
Yeah, but you could do that. You look at, well, it's like sellotape. You can look at sellotape. I know what that is.
Sticky back plastic.
That's sticky back plastic, sellotape.
No, sticky back plastic was like Fablon or whatever it was called, the contact paper.
Sticky tape, sellotape was sticky tape.
Anyway, no, but this regional element with the cake and all that is what the One Show's missing.
The One Show's missing quite a few things.
Yes.
Funny you should say The One Show.
nothing if not fresh and up to date.